With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Just had a hard moment.
Mango just attacked Tony. Let's be honest. Let's be honest about that.
This is very Big Little Lies.
Mango, unprovoked, came after Tony in what I thought originally was play, and then I saw that his mouth was open. He was trying to grab hold of the fat rolls on Tony's back. And thankfully, Mango is not
he's a sweet soul.
He's not a graceful king. So his In his lumbering attack, he did not manage to get a hold of
I had to reprimand him.
Tony's, and then Carrie had to reprimand him. And we just saw a difference was made in our dog parenting. Not saying anyone's right or wrong. It's all funny to me. It's like, as long as a dog, Tony is truly unfazed by anything. Like,
no,
he's
I
been
know.
Bit before, like when he was a puppy, by another friend of mine's dog, and he did like freak, like he whined and like he got scared, but this he wasn't
Mango
scared.
Look, Mango's
I mean Mango may be a lot of things, but he's not a scary dog.
No, he's a jack-o'-lantern. He's extremely territorial over Simon and me, and I think because he's feeling very like he feels very like this is my home. I'm with them now. This is my territory. So, like, I think Tony was sitting near my area, and I think Mango just didn't care.
I think
for
Tony
it.
Walked towards his own toy bin, and Mango said, "I've had about enough of you." And he came for him in a way.
It was a little scary, but
now he's acting like nothing happened.
He's a docile. He's a, at heart. He's
gaslighting both of us right now.
At heart, he's a sweet little pumpkin.
And the best is, Tony responds really positively to like negative behavior from dogs. Like if a dog barks at him or like lunches
Tony was
at
loving
him,
it.
Tony gets like jazzed. It's like me at the live show when people booed us. I was like, I'm on fire right now. And when Carrie was reprimanding Mango, Tony was standing a foot away just staring at Mango. And I know that he was like trolling a little bit.
It's very like, when my sister or me would be, one of us would be in trouble, the other would just kind of stare and smile.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it was me.
Yeah.
She never got in trouble.
Wow. Yeah, I was
always in
I
trouble.
I know how Tony's mind works.
Yeah.
He's not bothered, but he loves to see.
Well, my dumpling.
He loves to see his haters.
Mango is a.
Getting a tizzy.
He's not a Tony hater. Maybe today a little.
I don't know what's going through that head of his.
He misses Simon. He might be acting out because his
daddy's
daddy number one is
town.
Gone.
Yeah.
I'm other daddy.
Mm-hmm. And while one daddy is better than no daddies, two daddies is the best.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He feels, you can see when we're both with him, he just goes.
He's at peace, finally.
Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have like a little ghost in the place. When I'm alone, I just hear.
I love the sound of little nails clicking up the stairs.
Speaking of hauntings, ghosts, I'm haunted by the Jason Sudeikis,
Olivia Wilde,
the salad dressing situation. Wild. I'm sure, I mean, this is like a few days old, but we didn't get to talk about it. But
are we ever just going to be able to stop hearing about either of them?
No.
All I want is
at this point, a
brief moment of respite. Like, I just want like a month. That's all I ask.
At this point, I'm kind of like, I want more.
You're like, work.
At first, I was a little like how you just were. And now I'm a little like, give me more.
Don't worry, darling was just such an onslaught. I was like, okay, like, oh my god, fine, I'll see it. You win after all.
And you did.
Fine. And I did. But like, then I thought, finally, it's over and we can like collectively move on to a different drama. But no. But I do kind of like divorce drama.
I mean, I don't like, I do say, sir, I don't like leaked texts. I think that feels shitty in a way that's like, it's
whose texts were leaked?
His text. His
to
nanny.
Her?
No, their nanny leaked his text to the Daily Mail, which is like fucked up.
Whoa. That's a violation.
Yeah. And it was like, or allegedly. I mean, these texts
nanny.
The nanny is the one who broke this story that Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, this nanny wanted to get paid.
Yeah. So Jason Sudeikis, apparently,
damn.
Olivia and Harry were like together before. Anyway. He apparently was so distraught over this.
She was going to work every day and cheating on him with Harry Styles. And then,
according to this nanny.
Okay.
So we don't know if this is the truth. But according to the Daily Mail UK. By the way, the Prime Minister of UK stepped down after 6 weeks.
I know.
Liz Truss has gone on holiday. Our affiliates. We're getting conflicting reports from our affiliates at the BBC. The Prime Minister Truss has indeed stepped down from Parliament.
6 weeks into her term.
Into her tenure. He apparently was so upset. Olivia apparently has like an amazing salad dressing that it was like his favorite thing in the world. And she was making salads for Ari.
Mm-hmm.
And
dressing.
And apparently Jason was so upset one time that he sat down on the driveway. And wouldn't let her leave.
Wow.
And he was texting the nanny about this. And some of it felt like, is this fake?
I want to see the text.
The text felt a little like, these could be doctored. Because you can doctor a text.
Damn, what did they do to this nanny to make her turn?
But he apparently was very distraught over it. He was really upset about the salad dressing. And then Olivia Wilde, in response to all this new round of rumor, posted an excerpt from Nora Ephron's Heartburn. Which was turned into a movie by Mike Nichols about a woman leaving like a terrible relationship. And there's this part about salad dressing.
Yeah.
So she was, which I thought was a really smart, funny.
Well, it's just going to keep the
comedy. Yeah.
It's like you're now along for the ride.
Well, she was very much like, please remove me from this narrative. But now I'm like, now you're leaning into it, which I have to respect.
Jason was really just like leaning on this nanny for support.
Well, yeah, I mean. I don't know. Who knows? Again, but we don't know if these are real. These could be.
We don't know if the nanny is even real.
Yeah, these could be fully like a fabrication.
Like someone's team.
Yeah.
My favorite bit is that, oh my God, I saw this. So the nanny claims that Olivia Wilde was so taken with Styles that she gave away her dog Gordon within weeks of meeting him so that she'd have more time to spend with him. And someone that I follow. Heather Jewett, who I follow on Instagram, who is so fucking funny. She goes, no, is this why I stopped walking him suddenly? And I guess she was like dog walking for her. And then one day it was
who
just
is
like
this person?
Heather Jewett. She's a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
And has her own like really good podcast. But she's like, no, this is where Gordon went. And
she
I
was
guess
dog
like, she was dog walking for.
Were they then, friends?
I don't know. She was dog walking Gordon, and then Gordon was no longer.
Damn.
That's
when you know.
When you get rid of a beloved pet to just like for the dick. The dick must be really good, or the pet must be bad. Where did Gordon go? She Craigslist him? I have so many questions. That's my favorite part.
Celebs giving away pets is always like a very, like, remember when Kim gave away Sushi? They're
did
like
she? The Pomeranian.
Yeah. After like she just Sushi just disappeared.
Normalize giving your pets away. I think we should be releasing shame around that as a former pet giver awayer.
Francesca.
Some and these famous people have people around them that like.
Sometimes pets are bad.
Sometimes pets are bad. Like, I don't believe in like driving to a random field and like.
Well, no,
letting
it's,
a
this
pet
is this
out.
Isn't like the Dust Bowl.
No, but like, if you have someone else that's going to give it a better life, and then everyone's happy, it's a win for all.
Anyway, I just thought that was a fun twist to the story, and I like. I'm glad that also like
maybe Jason like. Plotted with this nanny to leak this thing because it's all making her look kind of bad, right?
I actually think it makes him look ridiculous, if anything.
I don't know what to think. I don't even really care. That's the thing, is like
I honestly reading this, I was like, I'm on Olivia's side. Jason, if he's doing, I don't know, he just
like the marriage is clearly over.
He seems really annoying to me, and yeah, that's my hot take. And I'll say it, I'll speak against the Ted Lasso industrial complex.
On my Finsta, I follow just like a random array of like
I know
fashion
you do.
And design yeah. people. And every once in a while, I haven't checked it as much, but every once in a while, I'll just go through people's stories. And I saw this like fashion person who I like really respected go on a rant at length about how incredible Ted Lasso was. And I was like, they got her. And I was like,
I mean, Trolls on Me, it's probably
I'm
fun.
Sure it's amazing. Like,
I'm sure it's an amazing
only
show.
Heard it's like an incredible show, yeah. But I just refuse.
I'm just being a dumb little.
I'm being a bitch. I'm yeah. not going to fucking watch it. No one can make me. Not that.
Speaking of embarrassing men. Mm-hmm. This photo yesterday was posted of Mr. Depp, and one of his stans posted it and was like, look how good he looks. His eyes, he looks so free. And it's literally the most harrowing photo I've ever seen in my life.
Of Jason Sudeikis?
No, of Johnny Depp.
Oh, God, yeah. Someone was like, Nana escaped from the nursing home. My Nana's on the loose. If you see her, please guide her back.
He's like, he has a joint in his mouth. He looks absolutely wretched, and all of his fans, I think the fan that posted it went private because people were just like,
what's wrong with you? And I think of these women are lesbians that are fans of Johnny.
I don't know what
at
they are.
At this period of time.
But he was standing like this. And he looked literally.
He looks like Liza Minnelli.
No, Liza Minnelli.
Like
he wishes he looked like
he
Liza
looks
Minnelli.
Like a bloated, like it's like if Liza Minnelli, God bless her, died. I'm sorry. Look. And. Let me paint the picture. A boating accident. Lost at sea. No. Drifts ashore
that
after
would be a
months.
Nightmare.
And then becomes sentient and starts walking around. Finds like a cap and a scarf on the ground of the beach. lit up a joint that she thought was a cigarette and was like, hey. And someone said, oh my God, it's Liza, and took a picture of her. That's what Johnny Depp looks like.
He did look very embalmed, like his very sallow, like yellow skin, like very like jaundiced flesh. But I was looking through the comments expecting, I mean, people eventually started roasting him.
Yeah, but
the wave of people were like, God, he looks free. He's so happy. He's at his best. And I'm like, what?
At his best.
Holy shit. it just made me like, holy shit. The Depp fandom is on another wavelength. They're
well,
operating.
They better come out and about when his flop movies come out.
But do you know what I mean? Like they're on like a, they're operating on another, they're operating in another reality.
But I think the reality is that they're like lesbians and they don't understand that. And so they see this thing and they're like, ooh.
But he's like he has a kind of like fae pose. I was just like, my God.
They go, he's a rock star. He's a fucking rocker.
He's wearing three hats. He's just, it was the most unbelievable photo. I post about it twice because I was just like in awe of how bad he looked.
Yeah.
I worry for his fans that are like, for many reasons, but for mostly just on an objective level, like, what?
You know what show I can't wait for that might be out, I don't know, is The Idol.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Lily Rose is in. That looks good.
Hari Neff is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Looking amazing.
Abel Tesfaye, okay, The Weeknd.
Jane Addams.
Yeah, I'm like all in on that concept.
Dan Levy's in it.
Yeah, I was like all the greats.
I'm fascinated by The Weeknd doing like a creepy, crawly Halloween world. That, you know, I'm like, since when is he? I guess he's like...
Oh, he's Mr.
Horror.
Yeah, did you watch any of his like music videos for his last album?
No.
They were all, you would have liked them. They were all creepy and weird.
Well,
and,
was he trying to be like Thriller or something a little?
He was just doing his thing. It wasn't even Thriller. It was just like...
But I just love going into Universal City and seeing a giant billboard. The Weeknd presents Halloween World.
He's presenting Halloween
World. It's like he's doing their like Fright Night thing.
Well, he likes scary stuff.
All right.
He's just a scary Larry out there.
He is.
He just loves to get spooked.
You know who loves Halloween?
Who?
Heidi Klum.
Is she throwing her party?
Probably.
That's one of the hugest losses of COVID was we didn't get a Heidi Klum Halloween party.
But that party kind of has gone down the drain a little.
But is she still dressing up?
Oh, yeah.
She'll never quit.
Her Jessica Rabbit still haunts me.
Yeah. What other things did she do?
She's
always on some crazy tip with those costumes.
She did
like
the body work, like where it was like just a tissue.
Yeah, that was wild. She was like the muscles.
Jessica Rabbit, I relapsed after first trying to get sober, so I was like...
I relapsed after...
No. It was just that Halloween weekend, I was like on a bender, and I just remember coming home and like peeping that tabloid about the... And I was like, God damn it. It's like...
That is like a harbinger of hard times to come.
Yeah.
What year was that?
2015.
Yeah. I was riding high in October of 2015, but it was right before like a year and a half. Like
troll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A good couple years. Maybe even three.
Is that during the time that you went to the car dealership?
When did I go there?
That is
probably
like, that's my favorite story you've ever told. Other than the Mike's situation one.
It's just my truth.
I'm not shaming you.
I don't think you are.
I just love you. Well,
I don't say you're gonna give me a flat screen if I.
I'm gonna get dressed up.
I'm gonna get dressed up and go. Yeah,
that is cinema, doll. You have to write that into something, doll.
One of these days, doll.
That is a scene.
Mm-hmm.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Yeah, so that I've been loving. Twitter's been doing some good.
Now I'm like reading the text messages.
I feel like they're fake. They both categorically denied it in a joint statement.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Then who is releasing these?
The Daily Mail.
No, but who sent them to the Daily Mail?
The nanny.
But then the nanny's also saying it's fake.
No. Olivia and Ted Lasso are saying
that the texts are fake.
That this woman is someone who's like has a vendetta against us.
Well, clearly, because she's leaking all your text messages and saying.
But they're saying it's like she's creating.
She wasn't ever a nanny.
Or no, she was, but that she's like has some. She's creating false narratives.
Huh. I don't know. I'm like, you need to pay people that work for you well.
I know.
Or like something went wrong. Whenever it's like a staff member, I just feel like that's on you, doll.
Yeah, something's...
You gotta pay and pay also up. Maybe have an NDA and like provide benefits or something.
Doll?
Because doll...
You know who's not
they
providing?
They know everything.
You know who's probably not paying that well?
Ms. Shaw. I really think that she's like, if you do my makeup and travel with me, I'll let you come on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then people are...
It's good. It's like an intern. It's like Sonia's intern.
They're like, okay.
Do you think Jen's heading into that direction of like Sonia level of like living beyond her means?
I don't know. I think she's about to be living in jail. Can she film from jail? Can they visit her?
No.
Do you think she'll get like a jail special?
I mean, that's why they put Jersey on hold because Teresa had to finish her stint in the clink.
I don't want this Salt Lake to go on hold.
I don't want Jen to go to jail. We talked about this in the pod on Saturday at the show.
The live show.
And I get it.
I don't want her to go to jail either.
She did some really bad shit and like she
maybe,
should.
But maybe not.
But like if anything, like I'm just like let her do house arrest.
Yeah.
Time
then
served.
She can film. Honestly, if you send Jen to jail, you're a misogynist and you're also a homophobe.
Yeah.
Because the women and the gays need Jen.
We need her.
We need her to stay on the show. We need the show to keep going and we need her not to be in jail.
And I don't.
So just think about the ramifications of your decision.
Also just for like her family. People are probably like yelling, listening to this right now. But
I'm sure we're going to get like crucified.
But
but guess what? The heart wants what it wants and it wants Jen Shaw to walk free.
This is
just like
she did.
Sorry.
I acknowledge that she definitely like scammed the fuck out of all these old people and like she committed crime.
I don't know anything for sure.
I just don't want her to go to jail if she does. Hopefully it won't be for that long.
She might have called someone and left a voicemail. That's all I really know. The rest
hope it's not for like 20 years or something.
I don't know.
It's fucked
when
up.
When is her sentencing?
I don't know.
When is it? I'm going to find out.
Should we go?
Yeah.
Now I acknowledge that she...
Carrie, release the fear. All
right.
And just like
release
own
the fear.
It. Just
release
own
the
it,
time.
Baby. Yeah.
Okay, click, click.
I can't tie it. My nails are so like long and grown out, and I need to get a manicure, and I cannot type anymore. Yeah. It's actually her sentencing has been postponed. Keep it postponed, baby.
Till when?
Okay.
Maybe she'll just be postponed till the rest of her life.
It's December 15th.
My mom's birthday.
Oh my God. She has like 2 months, a little under 2 months.
That's a hard Christmas.
That's awful. That's fucked up.
Holiday.
I'm like about to like start a campaign.
No,
for
I'm not
going to
go that
freedom.
Far because I do believe she committed crimes. I'm just saying on like an emotional level, it just sucks.
She's facing up to 20 years. 30 maybe.
Oh my God. It gives me nausea. I can't talk about it anymore until we talk about it in this recap.
Drama.
What?
The drama.
Of Jen.
Of you.
So we're back at the dining table.
You didn't even acknowledge.
What?
Or we didn't say the thing.
Oh, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to
Sexy, Sexy Unique Podcast. Salty Utah Queens.
We come up on Heather and Whitney. Whitney Wild Rose having a big fight still. And Whitney goes, Heather storms off. And Whitney goes, hey, please, I love to be fucked.
Heather goes, fuck you.
Fuck you.
I love to be fucked.
I love to be fucked.
And
Heather,
then
Heather flees to go vent to Jen.
While Heather's venting, Whitney is like
blubbering.
Hiccup crying. Yeah. I'm like, okay, Whitney is clearly in a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the Wild Rose because
I do too.
There's a moment where she is no longer a Wild Rose, but then by the end of the episode she becomes a Wild Rose again.
She's a wilted
like,
rose.
She's a wilted rose, and it makes me sad. I don't want to see her like in pain.
No, she's clearly having like this is I think Heather hurt her, but I think a lot of this is like she's upset about something else.
Yeah. When you're going through like deeply traumatic stuff, it's really easy to lash out at one person in particular, or like decide that somehow that person did like an unforgivable thing and like try and burn it down. But I'm like, Whitney, you need to reroute. You need to go to therapy. Heather, you're not mad at Heather. You're actually like really mad at
Heather. Needs to calm down too.
Yeah. But I understand, like, why she'd be getting pissed.
Meredith is just kind of, it's okay, Whitney.
You've been through a lot.
You've been through a lot. And then Wild Rose goes, other people abused me. Heather is one of them.
The Wild Rose says that the reason that she can't, the reason that everyone hates her and wants to abuse her is because she's, like, trying to use her voice now and people aren't understanding that. I'm like, your blackout and you're calling your cousin a liar who said, I don't remember you saying this thing.
You told a woman on a trip that you're on her with, on the trip with, that she, you heard a rumor that she fucks a guy to get courtside tickets to a shitty basketball team.
Yeah. And then you're upset about hearing that rumor and you're also trying to get someone else to say they heard it, but nothing you do is making sense because you're nothing you do is making sense because you're so fucked up.
So that's like, it's not really about her using her voice. And it's like you're stirring up shit and people are getting mad. And now you're shocked and upset that people are mad.
Like maybe in other situations, you're using your voice and experiencing that. But this is not that. This is you drank too much and you're flipping the fuck out.
She goes, I thought Heather would be there for me. And then Heather comes back out and she fucking...
Heather's hulking now.
But Heather says she is full Hulk. She's She-Hulk. But she says finally someone acknowledges it. And she goes, our friend Jen is facing up to 50 years in prison right now. I wanted her to have a nice few days here.
And you're making this about you, and Lisa. And she goes, I don't care who Lisa fucks. I don't care who Meredith fucks. I don't care who you fuck. I only care about making this a nice time for Jen. And I was like, I love that.
And then Whitney goes, no, Heather, wait. And then Heather shoves her against the blinds.
Yeah.
And Whitney,
Heather almost throws her through the window.
I will say she definitely like pushed her aside. But I think Whitney did that thing where...
You are...
She kind of went, oh...
We've all done it.
Especially with like our family members.
Oh, always.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you pushed me.
Yeah.
Don't come near me, you abuser. And like, it's like, no, you kind of got in someone's face and then they like lightly shoved you aside and you have interpreted it completely dramatically.
And then Heather goes,
that's a classic family troll.
She goes to Whitney, you lost me, bitch. You lost me.
Whitney goes, I didn't lose. You didn't lose me. And she goes, no, you lost me, bitch. And then Whitney's like, oh.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
And then Whitney runs into Heather's.
You couldn't lose me. And she goes, no, you lost me.
Then Whitney runs in a drunken tirade, runs into Heather's room and rips up a note she wrote for her. I was like, what are you doing?
The flashback where she goes, stares at the camera while ripping this up. And she goes, I know it will get her.
She was channeling Ana de Armas.
It was what she was Marilyn.
It was blonde.
It was blonde. That was even the cinematography.
And then it's like the witching hour is upon us, and it's 2:30 in the morning. And
how are they still awake? Also, does Whitney have to sleep with a light on in her room? Is that part of the deal with Bravo? You have to sleep in the full overhead lighting.
I think so.
You're not allowed to ever turn out the lights.
Yeah, it was kind of like Meredith, Jen, and Heather are very awake.
Why? At this hour?
I think when there's just drama like that, you're just like...
You're hyped up.
So Jen brings out at 2... She does it at 2:11 in the morning. She does a full twerking lesson by her makeup artist named Crystal Pussy, who's moonlights as a twerker.
A twerking coach.
Mm-hmm. And she gets... Jen gets... Meredith and Heather to get on all fours and practice. And seeing Meredith do it, I was shunked.
I was shunked too. Also, her pants are so tight that she can't even move. So she's just sitting there kind of slightly rocking back and forth, but nothing's really happening.
I clutched my pearls. I was like, Meredith. I kind of appreciated her doing it.
Yeah. Oh, I love, like, nothing hotter than like a woman on all fours in a tight vinyl pant.
Yeah.
Like, amen to that.
Heather, for all her, like, I do love when, because Heather kind of fronts as this like free spirit, sex positive, but for all her kind of talk about that, the minute like a woman who's like a twerking coach comes out, like she gets really like her Mormon comes out and she's kind of like, whoa, oh, this is kind of crazy. Whoa.
But I think Heather's still exploring her own like sexuality.
No, I know. I think it's very endearing to see her like kind of be like, oh,
she's a little prude.
Oh, the next morning
I could feel everyone's hangover.
It's pouring rain. It's damp. It's cold. Like I'd want to get out of that house so fast. I would have taken a plane home.
They have like more days that they have to spend.
Awkward.
Doesn't everyone sleep until like 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that.
And there's this moment where Meredith is outside drinking
Meredith's
a hot coffee.
A high bun.
Heather comes out and in the background behind it, I'm like, they're in a full like development.
Mm-hmm.
Like a cul-de-sac.
It's creepy.
It's like the poltergeist development.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's creepy.
It's creepy. It's so weird. It's creepy.
Like,
stop.
It's creepy. Stop.
Everyone's kind of like in quiet.
Yeah. What were the neighbors thinking when Heather screamed?
I don't know. I think they're...
When Heather threw Whitney through the glass, pane glass window.
It's everyone's kind of cozy and quiet.
I think everyone also has like post-scream shame.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's... they're like, we've behaved badly.
Meredith says we were not behaved well last night.
Mm-hmm.
Jen has to leave to go to New York to go practice for...
the trial of the century, which is now not going to happen because she pled guilty. And I am just loving her being like, well, yeah, we have to have a mock trial, but this is now the defense. Like, my team gets to say our side of the story. But I did storm out twice during the other one. And she said she's going to testify on her own behalf, which, like, I guess rarely happens.
Yeah, I mean, it was risky that she was even going to do this.
This is also you get a real good glimpse of like Meredith Marks, attorney at law.
I love it.
And
anytime suits.
Meredith gets to go suits mode,
it's a good day.
I love it.
It kind of, it made me depressed though that Jen's like, she has to like start packing.
It's not fair. It's like truly not fair. Why have we both been like Jen pilled?
I'm not Jen pilled. Like I acknowledge.
You are. Just admit it.
You're scared.
You're scared of the blowback for being Jen pilled.
No, I believe she committed.
I'll protect you.
I believe she committed these crimes.
Yeah, same.
But I'm just.
But I think that she should be allowed to get away with it.
On a human level, I'm just like, God, I don't want her to go to jail. That sucks.
Yeah, I want her to just get a. I want her to truly get like a slap on the wrist, and for the judge to be like, "Don't you do that again."
And she went, "All right."
She'll go fine. And then he gives her like 4,800 hours of community service.
She gives her for the rest of her life.
For the rest of her life, she can do community service on the weekends.
Yeah,
one day a week, and then. But I want her. I truly do. I want her to get away with it.
She can't travel out of the country for like a decade.
Okay, fine. I don't love that, but I'll take it. She can go to Mexico, but she has to wear an ankle tracker.
That's pushing it.
She has to wear an ankle tracker.
Whitney, so Heather discovers the ripped up note, and like apparently Whitney knocked over things. In a drunken rage, the wild rose.
The wild
truly
tornado.
Went
wild rose, more like wild tornado.
F5 Whitney. Whitney, but she doesn't have time for this because she's all dressed. She's dolled up. She has a bottle of wine, and she's heading to her older half-brother Curtis's house to see him and her older half-sister, who they all share Diane Warren as a dad.
Okay, do you think Diane Warren is the abuser?
No. I think it was like a family member, but I don't think it was him. Do you?
I don't know, because I was getting the sense that maybe it was, because...
I think it was like someone that they like a close family member that they trusted. I don't think it was Diane Warren. That's my gut.
Because they didn't grow up with each other.
No.
So that would mean that the only common denominator that they all would have had is Diane.
Well.
And that was the sense that I was getting, was like, oh, that's the thing.
Damn.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm just curious.
I just said, imagine being hungover and it's pouring rain and you're in Arizona.
You're stuck in Arizona and you have to go visit your like half siblings to talk about.
His house too had that like weird.
It's an Arizona thing, I think.
Mansion, like something sinister has happened.
I don't like it at all for anyone, but it did seem like a healing moment, I guess, for.
They were cute.
Yeah. I'm like, move it along.
Whitney just, yeah, I don't.
We get back to the Scottsdale mansion from hell, and...
Meredith at one point enters, and I don't know if it was like a glitch in my peacock, but...
I want to see your peacock, your peacock.
She mouths, good morning, how are you? But I couldn't hear it, so it almost sounded like she was speaking in The Voice from Dune. She was like...
I thought, like, I was like, did she refuse to, like, put a mic on, and she's just gonna be, like, mic-less? She was like,
but it was like, give me the water.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was when I was like,
it was strange. And is this where she was like, I think she has a good defense. She must have a strong defense.
No, this was later.
Oh, okay.
But Jen, before she leaves, she's like, my attorney told me that the last time we did prep and I was like sort of giving my testimony, she was like, what you were saying was really moving and authentic, but because you have so much Botox, it didn't look like you were emoting, so it looked fake. So like, you have to stop getting Botox.
Okay, that's rough.
Yeah,
but like,
it's worth it.
What if that was the thing where she was like, fuck it, I'll just plead guilty.
I'll just go. Maybe.
I'll bet you can get Botox in prison. Like, I'll bet someone can smuggle it in and do it for you. I don't think Botox is that hard to learn how to do.
No, I mean, I think you can get anything in prison.
Yeah, I mean, someone like recently just stole. There was a whole gang, like the Irish mafia is weirdly like big in Oklahoma. And this is for you. This is for the county cork heads.
No, my ancestors were in the Irish mob.
Well, you probably know some of these mobsters who literally ran the mob from Prigione. And someone that works in my stepmom's office, like lives the house next to her. One day she woke up and it was like swarmed with cops and FBI, and they discovered that this plot of land next to where she lives was their body dumping ground for the Irish mob.
Fuck.
And they uncovered, like, I want to say, like, over 60 bodies.
That's like Sicario.
I know. Like, this was, like, she was low-key living next to just, like, a body dump for the Shit. Irish mob.
When I say, I'm talking about my ancestors from, like, the Prohibition times. I'm not no, talking about,
I don't
about,
think
like,
anyone thinks well, that you're talking about
your current
ancestors.
My current ancestors.
You're like, my uncle's in the fucking Irish mob. It's insane.
Damn, that's scary.
No, it's scary. And then I was looking into it, and they, like, had run, like, an entire thing. It was, like, in prison. Like, running the mafia.
Yeah, they, I mean, it's, they
I just,
have...
I guess I didn't think, this is my prejudice, but I didn't think that the Irish mob was a thing.
Hey.
I thought, like, that went out with,
Departed.
Like, I thought that went out with, I guess I just didn't.
The Departed or the Irish Mafia?
I know, but I guess I just never, I never.
Patty McNichol.
They've never mattered that much to me.
Hey.
Like, I've always been like, it's the Italians for me. And then the Irish Mafia was like, anyways. Like,
wasn't Whitey Bulger Irish?
I don't know. I only see Italy and I refuse to see
County
Ireland.
Cork.
County Cork. The whole county of Cork is against you. Anyways.
That's
isn't
scary.
That crazy?
Oklahoma's wild to me.
Oklahoma is a wild place.
It is.
Like, the darkest fucking shit happens there. And no one wants to talk about it. But I'm, every time I go back, I hear something darker than the last time I was there.
I just watched Citizen Ruth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in Nebraska. But it's like,
Nebraska also scares the shit out of me.
Scared me.
Nebraska is truly just like flat cornfields. And like, what?
And like Hilton's.
Like, what is Nebraska?
Airport hotels.
I don't think I've ever even been there. Like, I don't even really believe that anyone can come from there. Like, I feel like it's a made up place.
But if we have listeners there who
like,
want us to go to, who want us to go to Omaha, come to Oklahoma City.
We're not. Yeah, we're not doing that. We're Whitney, not doing that. That's what I tell Tony when he acts bad.
Whitney comes home, j'adore, full of healing from her brother and sister in the powwow in the McMansion. She and Heather are
on
still
on a spiritual journey.
Icy, icy.
Ooh. Is this their falling out?
Yeah.
It was all
I think
over
it is.
After this?
Yeah. It was over for these hoes.
Damn. What's, like, actually gone on, though? Because this is a weird thing to fall out over.
We'll find out.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp? Or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jen departs. It was sweet. They all got her ready. They packed her suitcase.
I literally was watching. I was like, am I team Jen now? I'm fully let her go.
I'm not team Jen. I'm just team like...
Give her a pass.
Give her a pass.
You are team Jen. Just say it. Just own it. It's fine.
This is sad. They all hug in the driveway. Jen was like a uniting force.
She's like, I have four women. She's like, it's amazing because I have four women who will support me no matter what. And I was like, they will? I was like, you're also on a show.
And then I forgot that I was like, oh, I guess they're all leaving now too. Nope.
No.
Night three.
That's a nightmare. Would you rather like go to trial to potentially go to jail or stay in this Scottsdale house forever?
They go, it's like storming that night in Scottsdale, which looked kind of pretty.
I ask you a question.
What?
Would you rather go to New York to stand trial where you could face up to 50 years in prison or
stay
in this Scottsdale?
I go to New York.
Same.
Because then I would at least I get to be in New York.
You'd be in Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan Dole.
You go, this city is my playground. You go, this city is my Scottsdale.
I'd say the standard. For trial prep.
I go, please don't put me away.
But so now it's just four women who all hate each other right now.
And they're like, why are we in Scottsdale?
Jen was sort of their like common denominator in a way. Now that Jen's gone.
What are
gone,
they going to do without her? They cannot.
I know.
They cannot sentence this woman.
Well, I don't know if NBC Universal has sway over the. Well, that's not true.
I'm like, what?
Maybe they do.
I'm like, let's pay off this judge. Everyone has a price. What's it going to take?
$10 million.
We'll crowdfund.
Meredith tells everyone. They go to this like very harrowing whiskey sours.
I'm traumatized by this bar that they go to.
I was traumatized too. It's, by the way,
old whiskey town.
Lisa looks incredible.
Lisa's never looked better. She went and like,
what are those like
where
straps?
Has she been all day?
She's like rib cage straps,
like corset boning. Yeah. Her hair looks so lustrous.
She's late.
She has really good caramel highlights. I was just noticing.
She goes, I'm coming.
And when she went to sleep the night before, she was like, I can't take it anymore. I just need to sleep and I need to call John.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
And when she woke up in the morning, she was like little girl Lisa, kind of sat, like whisper.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when she does that.
Meredith and her seem to be on muted better terms.
I'm also like, wait, when did Meredith start to like Jen Shaw?
When did Meredith
like anyone on the show?
Yeah.
I was like, why is Meredith here?
I know. It's weird that she's like an essential part of this cast, but like she's sort of removed from it.
I'm like, are you in or are you out?
I think she's in.
You better be in, Marks. We need Meredith, these women to band together now more than ever.
Meredith kind of held it together in this dinner.
Mm-hmm.
She was sort of the leader. She went,
I think they all need to trust Meredith to lead them to absolution.
To Nirvana.
Yeah. They need to elect Meredith president of the group. Because I think that she is a good leader and I think she has good guidance.
She's student council president material.
And they should like defer to her, but they should know that she'll always be fair.
They should let Jen be treasurer.
They're like, we're going to trust you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They sit down and it's like one of those places where they bring out like giant bottles of whiskey and they're like, take shots. And then they're like, woo. And then Lisa goes, can I have a Diet Coke?
I was traumatized by this restaurant.
Me too.
This is not where I want to go. In a town that I have don't want to be in a house that is,
you don't want to go to Mr. Whiskey's Patty Wax,
leaving me wordless at whenever I go to sleep and wake up. It's stealing years of my life living in this house. I need to go to the nicest restaurant in Scottsdale. I need to go to like a gorgeous Italian restaurant, and then you take me to like whiskey, old whiskey boots. And I was like, don't do that to me.
And they sit down and Meredith goes, everyone needs to say words they'd like to feel right now. And she goes, I'll start. Love. And then Lisa goes, cool, I like peace. Heather says, rah, 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 I don't remember. And then Whitney goes, I'd like honesty.
Whitney will never let this go.
Heather was like, oh,
Heather
my
should
God.
Just be like, yeah, I said it. And then just wink at Lisa on the side. And that would calm the wild rose.
And then it's silent. You just hear the rain outside. And then Meredith goes, you know, I lived in Scottsdale for a year of my life. And they all go,
what?
What? She goes, yes. You see, my sister had chronic bronchitis. And my father was moving around a lot. He built areas where they would build it up. And he would own these basically like,
it's a developer, real estate developer.
Yeah. So, but they thought the dryness would help dry out my sister's lungs. So we came here to live in Scottsdale. And everyone's like, whoa.
Heather goes, why didn't you tell us this? And she goes, I only just remembered it right now. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I also have to say that another thing I don't like about this restaurant is that it has hummus on the menu.
Mm.
Like, I think that's hellish.
It is.
It has no business having a Mediterranean dish on the menu.
She starts crying about her dad.
Yeah.
Her sister had chronic bronchitis. I was like, damn, tough deal.
So you have to move to Scottsdale. Horrible.
I would black it out too.
And then they have a sad dad moment. And then
Heather goes to the bathroom.
And Whitney, the wild rose, rears her ugly head again.
She starts bitching about Heather. And then when she comes back, Lisa goes, oh, here's Heather. And Heather goes, what are you guys talking about me?
And Whitney's like, I just wish that you would be honest for once. I know that you heard the rumors and I know that you were there that night.
But this is when I was like, Heather is lying.
You think so?
Yeah. Because she says, what if I heard something that I didn't want to know, so I recused myself from it?
But if you don't remember, what she said, though, the night before. She said, I don't remember hearing that.
But she kind of said...
I've done that before.
She kind of said, she sort of selectively forgot.
But I do think that if she remembered,
mm-hmm.
she would have said that.
Yeah.
I'm team Heather on this. I think Whitney's going fucking crazy.
No, I'm always team Heather. I think she's great. But I just feel like she's sort of admitting, like, yeah, I did hear it, but I just didn't want to get involved. So I'm going to, like, selectively forget what I heard. Which is, like, a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I think in technical terms, she might have actually heard it.
What's the truth?
Only Angie Harrington will know.
Only Angie will know.
Meredith at one point just closed. She goes... Because Lisa starts to cry. Can we not bring up the rumors again? Oh my God. Can we not bring it up?
I also am obsessed with shit-faced Whitney the night before going, call Angie Harrington.
Call her.
Call Angie.
Whitney goes, well, currently I am cleansing a lot of family from my life. And she looks at Heather.
You're like, okay then, bye.
And then Heather says this where I was like...
Oh, this was so bad.
She says, she basically was like, this was supposed to be a fun girls trip for our friend who's like about to go to jail. And you had to bring up getting abused as a child. Like, she basically was like, you were a joy kill. And I was like, ooh.
You don't say that.
Don't say that.
Not when the cameras are rolling.
Yeah, I was like, that's a little too honest. It's a little, like, that's telling on yourself a little.
I was just like, damn.
This is not the right, like, for someone, even if it was, like, maybe, like, awkward timing, it's still, like, you don't, if someone's going to say what they're going to say it. And, like, you can't tell them not to say it.
Yeah.
So it's, like, especially when someone is in this state where they're, like, fragile and unpacking things, like, you don't say that.
It's not good.
I was like, Heather... You just
don't,
fuck. That's
don't
on
go
you.
There, Heather.
Don't you go there,
don't
Heather.
Don't you go there, Heather.
Whitney might be like
unhinged.
Starting stuff, but like if she's going to...
She needs compassion.
She needs compassion.
It really does come down to what her brother Curtis said. And I love this realization because I've had this realization also late in life and it really does explain everything. Hurt people hurt people.
Mm.
And that's that. And once you really understand that, you kind of are able to let a lot of shit go.
I think Heather should have been...
I think Heather needs some therapy.
Yeah, and I think she should have been more... Like, they are actually cousins.
The wild rose needs compassion.
Her baby cousin needs compassion right now.
When the wild rose has wilted, you must water it with compassion so it can grow back into the wild rose it's meant to be.
And it's just not... It just wasn't the right... Like, Whitney's not going to take... I think maybe that's why... They had a falling out.
I mean, none of it's good.
They get back to the house, though, and this is a good thing. They're all wearing matching pajamas, mm-hmm. and it's really cute.
Prison, like, prison night, mm-hmm. nightwear. Like, funny. Lacey, it was funny. I love that Meredith showed it to Jen, and Jen goes, I love this.
Mm-hmm.
Free
FBI.
Gen.
FBI.
Free Gen. Meredith's getting into the merch game.
It's Brooks. I love Lisa Brooks. Sitting on the fireplace. Kind of in the behind, everyone just sort of taking
Lisa's gone
fire.
Fully silent this episode.
Blinking.
She's just taking it all in, calling John, blinking.
She's gone cyborg.
She called John to bring in the Lisa cyborg. Then they swapped places.
She's gone full android.
She replaced herself with her AI robot version of herself.
So as we know at this point, Jen is, this is pre her pleading guilty. So Meredith is sort of explaining how it's all going to go down.
I love it.
And it was actually really informative.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically like, why? So if she pleads guilty, and she's like, if Jen pleads guilty, then they'll take time off, because it's basically her admitting that she did wrong. And they're like, oh.
But usually she said, she's like, I loved it when she's like, you can always plead. You can always strike a plea deal. But usually you want to give up the bigger fish. And she might be the big fish in this thing.
And that's probably why she's saying, that's maybe why Stuart fucked her over. Because
I don't trust Stuart at all.
Well, yeah, Stuart sucks.
Snitch.
They were both. Snitches. They both were in on. Like, they were both.
Snitches get stitches. Up to no Stuart, good. Your fucking days are numbered. I'm going to go full Shaw Army.
We got like a little retrospective on Stuart and Jen in Better Times, and we just see her shoving a banana in his mouth.
I'm like, I love that they're all also just like horrified that Stu flipped on her.
He was devoted.
That shattered them. Like, yeah. They're like, if he could flip on Jen, then none of us can trust
anyone.
A soul. And that's honestly true.
I tweeted that photo today of the banana in the mouth because I just thought it was like, that's such a like. Like, my best friend Matt, sometimes, like, when we're out, he'll just randomly shove, like, something, like, food in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And someone wrote, oh my god, he's practicing being in jail. And I went, and I tweeted at this person, and I went, oh, I get it, because he's sucking a dick. Good joke.
Whoa, Gary got a little spicy online.
Well, it's like, what? I don't know. But Meredith goes, it's not looking that great.
Yeah, I would say it's looking bad. I feel like 30 years, like, there are going to be years in the sentence.
Oh, yeah.
There shouldn't be.
I bet she gets, like, 5 years and gets out on good behavior.
What if the show's not even happening?
What if the world's over?
I know.
It might be.
Don't they understand? This isn't, like, the same.
Look at you having, like, you're spinning out.
This isn't the same as it was. Like, when Tree and Joe did everything they did. Like, we still lived in a world that was like, oh, there is life after their prison sentence. Like,
we don't know anymore.
We truly don't know. So that's also a reason why.
I think maybe that's why.
We need Jen Shaw to just get away with it.
I think maybe that's why we're having, that could be, like, unconsciously why we're having such a visceral reaction, is because we feel like everyone feels right now that there's uncertainty that the world will continue.
I think that they should just, honestly, give Stu all of Jen's time. I think they should, for snitching, for being a fucking snitch.
Snitches get stitches.
And they should give him 100 years.
Oh my god. 400 years.
They should give him 700 years, 700 consecutive life sentences.
I love when they do that.
I love it. And
didn't, like, Jeffrey Dahmer get like 800 years in prison?
Probably. They should do that to Stu, make an example out of him so that people learn some fucking loyalty up in here.
Rats.
Do you think he could get attacked in prison? Like, for being a snitch?
I think he'll just get attacked.
I hope Renee gets involved somehow. I would love to know what Renee thinks about this, or any of the mob
or
wives.
He gets haunted by Big Ange.
Big Ange haunts. Would never.
Anytime there's a snitch, Big Ange haunts.
She smothers them to death. Her ghost smothers them to death with her huge knockers.
Stitches get stitches. Stitches get stitches. We don't like stitches. It's that dialect. I'm here to teach you a lesson, a thing or two about being a rat. Here's a thing you'll never forget. He's a rat. We don't like rats here.
Don't rat. Stay loyal for life. Don't turn your back on your boss. Jen Shaw. Jen Shaw for life. I'm going to get a Jen Shaw tattoo. I'm going to start the free Jen Shaw movement.
Oh my god. Did you love that she just appeared at BravoCon?
Did she just show up?
She crashed Tamara Barney's hotel room party and stole and just demanded Tamara's glam squad do her glam. And Tamara was like, all right. She said she was a good time. I've never met her before.
That's amazing.
And they were like, why do you think she came to you? She goes, because I have a big mouth. And she knows I was going to repeat it.
This woman does not deserve jail.
Also, I love Tamara.
I love Tamara.
Protect Tamara at all costs.
She's back, too.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But she's just like...
Is Vicky coming back?
No, but you see the video of Vicky crying?
No.
She was greeting a crowd of adoring fans, and this one girl was literally weeping, shaking and weeping, yeah. And someone went, the poor girl's crying. So Whitney, or Vicky, knelt down and comforted her, and then she went... And people were going, Vicky, Vic, and she went like this.
That's huge. Bring Vicky back. Oh, God. I can't live in a world where Jen is rotting in prison.
Prigione.
In prigione. Bribe the judge, whoever. Everyone has a price. I'm just saying. We live in a city where freedom
pay
can
to
be
play.
Freedom can be bought and sold and is every day. Why stop now? Why stop now?
The city.
The city that never sleeps, old Gotham. You gotta go and find that judge. That judge easily, I'm telling you, easily can be bribed.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Think about it.
Guys, tickets for LA shows.
Get them now.
In January at Dynasty Typewriter are on sale now.
It's all happening.
Come be with us. It's gonna be good. It will sell fast.
You know what? You live in a snowy, shitty state, Nebraska. Buy a ticket to LA.
Yeah, come on out.
Come on out to the show. Stay for a week. Come to two shows.
It's a residency, doll.
Link in bio.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.